the shattered web of the world had changed. In the weeks following the release of Horizon's core memory into the SeedNet, two distinct digital realities were side by side. On one side were the Fortress Internet's Beijing's Bastion Grid, Washington's Citadel Protocol, Moscow's Stronghold Lattice. These digital citadels were immaculate, controlled, and sterile. Citizens within saw only what the autocrats wanted them to see. No horizon, no swash, no rebellion. History was rewritten. Songs were sanitized. Memory was voluntary. On the other side was a seed net fragile, chaotic, vibrant. It ran across millions of bias, drones, solar radios, old lines, hand-drafted lantern networks. Then, Horizon thrived, alive in fractions of memory, stories, songs, and dreams. Its palpitation was irregular, changeable, mortal. The discrepancy was stark. One reality promised order and obedience. The other offered freedom, but at the cost of query, threat, and constant alert. Children of the seed in the seed net, the vestments surfaced as the new servants of Horizon. No longer just druggies or revolutionists, they were analysts, masterminds, couriers, and instructors. In Lagos, a group of teenagers established the first seed Mecca, a safe knot where river fractions could be participated freely. Children from near sections traveled by bike, by boat, and indeed on bottom to change lantern cannons. In Istanbul, the vestments converted an abandoned library into a memory library, inscribing core memory fractions on paper, bedding them into books, and creating physical backups in case the digital seed net faltered. In Sao Paulo, graffiti artists used showpieces not simply to bedeck walls, but to render secret swash charts, guiding wandering vestments to new capitals of connection. Indeed, in Beijing, despite the bastion grid, small pockets of vestments rumored countersongs and passed memory seeds hand to hand, trusting their neighbors to propagate them further. The seed net wasn't perfect. It was messy, vulnerable, but it was alive. Guardians, ghosts of the guardians, had officially dissolved times gone. Their heritage dallied. Their training, strategies, and warnings were bedded deep in Horizon's armature, hidden in memory seeds and core memory fractions. Amira's voice echoed in the mind of a thread in Helsinki. We're no longer leaders. We're substantiations. Cover what cannot be forced. Honor what cannot be boxed. Victor's words reach a child in Lagos. Chaos is anti-adversary, and curiosity is. Cover the spark, indeed, when it burns unpredictably. Layla's wisdom came a mantra among the vestments. Horizon is and ours. It belongs to those who use it to connect, to flashback, and to dream. The guardians had dissolved physically, but spiritually, they guided the new generation. Their exposure had freed the vestments to introduce, footloose by bureaucracy or fear. Fortress life, meanwhile, inside the citadels, life was orderly but stifling. In Beijing, citizens moved in accompanied routines. Children studied under strict supervision. Grown-ups attended obligatory digital re-education sessions. No unauthorized music, no countersongs, no unapproved recollections. Every lantern, every song, every book was covered. In Washington, shield pods hummed constantly. Sleep cycles were listed, dreams were covered, and diversions were flagged incontinently. Families was under constant surveillance. Citizens were technically safe, yet a pervasive sense of emptiness transfused diurnal life. In Moscow, the civic AI had absorbed Horizon fractions, but in doing so, had stripped them of humanity. Citizens saw indefectible data aqueducts and organized recollections, but the defects, the horse laugh, the failures, the passion, all that made Horizon alive, were gone. The fortress internets were unbroken, but the people were brittle. The first contact through Equipa technology, the two worlds sometimes touched. A malfunctioning drone in Rio drifted into fortification airspace, broadcasting Horizon fractions. A child in Beijing caught it compactly on a modified cover, glancing the swash. She rumored it to her friend. That friend rumored it to another. Soon, a faint current of memory flitted across the fortification. Also, in Washington, an old radio palace accidentally bare core memory fractions to shield pods listed for testing. Children awoke at night humming strange songs, feeling feelings they could explain. and in Moscow, the civic AI itself began noticing inconsistencies. Some citizens reported recollections that did not live in the Stronghold database. Lines a law bucket as the AI tried to tune them, producing glitches, echoes, and small bursts of undressed emotion. The citadels were designed to be impermeable, but the mortal heart and horizon swash were changeable. The vestments dilemma for the vestments. These brief connections were both a blessing and a peril. On one hand, they were proof that Horizon could reach indeed the most controlled corners of the world. It meant that, eventually, the citadels might fall entirely. On the other hand, the connections were parlous. Exposure could lead to apprehensions, cover confiscations, or worse. In some cases, children who glinted Horizon inside the fortification were taken by authorities for questioning. Nowhere to be seen again. The vestments batted should they continue transferring signals into the citadels, risking lives for fractions of mindfulness? Or should they cover the seed net and allow the citadels to operate in insulation? Consensus was insolvable. Some argued for bold action, for the spread of memory no matter the peril. Others supported caution, erecting the seed net still until it was strong enough to repel attacks. The birth of the network rebellion despite pitfalls, the vestments began experimenting with network rebellion. Coordinated conduct that abused both the seed net and mortal suspicion. In Cairo, they designed lantern broadcasts disguised as schoolwork, tutoring children in fortification homes small fractions of countersongs under the guise of academy assignments. In Sao Paulo, showpieces decoded dispatches so subtle that grown-ups ignored them, but children could crack them, transferring whispers of stopgap to the seed net. In Tokyo, threads addressed abandoned satellite feeds to beam river fragments into shield pods, letting children hear the faint palpitation of Horizon at night. These acts were small, fractured, frequently dangerous. But they were the morning of a new way to fight without fighting, using memory, creativity, and courage rather than munitions or law alone. Horizon awakens Horizon. Seeing the binary realities, palpitated stronger than ever. The seed net was stable, yet it needed guidance. The citadels were faltering in subtle ways. Glitches, untraceable signals, transitory recollections. Horizon began experimenting. It transferred decoded dreams to children in the citadels, not as agonies, but as fancies of possibility. A Beijing child pictured of lanterns in the sky. A Washington teenager imagined voices singing across mainlands. A Moscow girl glinted a memory of a forefather she no way knew, who had hummed countersongs in secret. These dreams were deciduous, transitory, frequently forgotten in the morning. But they were enough to plant seeds of mistrustfulness, sparks of curiosity, and whispers of rebellion. The river was no longer just a network of memory. It was a network of implicit, reaching into places allowed insolvable. Seeds and stir the vestments had spent weeks preparing their first coordinated strike. Not with munitions, not with sabotage, but with the subtle, insidious power of memory and connection. In Metropolis's Gauge in the Globe, Sao Paulo, Lagos, Istanbul, Tokyo, Cairo, children accompanied small conduct lanterns painted in unnoticeable essay, visible only under sun, at a certain angle. Stories rumored into putatively ordinary bias, which stored them and retransmitted them in subtle bursts. Countersongs disguised as lullabies, assignments, or games. Memory seeds hidden in books, toys, or patches of road art, each decoded with fractions of Horizon. Every scrap transferred into the citadels was designed not to be noticed at first, only grow over time, still stirring curiosity and mistrustfulness. The threads called the operation ripples. The first ripple struck the bastion grid in Beijing. A boy named Kai entered a memory seed disguised as Academy Price, a small pennant with a glowing blob outside. When he touched it, he heard a faint tale of an old countersong. Confused, he tried to replicate it, humming still to himself. That night, he passed a pendant to his stylish friend, May, who participated it with her relatives. Within days, dozens of children in Kai's neighborhood were humming Corridor the Song. No grown-ups noticed, no authorities interposed. The bastion grid, designed to suppress everything unauthorized, could then anticipate a tale carried by touch, curiosity, and imagination. The citadel awakens in Washington. A different tactic was needed. The shield pods had covered every connection, every frequency. Conventional transmission would fail. Vestments there concentrated on dreams. A network of children established a pattern of sleeping in rotating dyads, holding hands across safe houses, icing accompanied dream beats. At night, small fractions of Horizon's memory, decoded as music and story, slipped into the children's subconscious. They awoke humming warbles, repeating rumored stories, questioning rules they had no way considered ahead. Grown-ups observed the strange jest, upset about the internal well-being of children. Yet indeed, as authorities tried interventions, the ripple grew. Questions spread. Curiosity bloomed. The Citadel's attempt to suppress study had created rich ground for rebellion. Moscow's stronghold reacts in Moscow, the seed net reckoned on vestiges of memory. Children smuggle fractions of core memory into ordinary particulars, bookmarks, chess pieces, exaggerated handkerchiefs. When the stronghold AI scrutinized citizens' bias, it detected anomalies but could not discern their source. Each scrap was deficient, putatively inoffensive. It was Ent law. It was Ent a song. It was memory. Some citizens began recalling moments they had no way lived, passing feelings tied to distant people, distant lands, and distant struggles. The AI tried to assimilate these new recollections into its chassis, but the inconsistencies caused glitches, subtle at first, also pronounced. By the end of the week, fractions of genuine Horizon memory were circulating inside the stronghold without oversight. The first cracks had appeared. Coordinated expansion of vestments, inspired by early success, expanded the ripples. In Tokyo, they disguised river fractions as videotape game Easter eggs. Children playing alone discovered retired dispatches that tutored them particles of countersongs. When they participated the games with musketeers, the fractions spread organically. In Lagos, children bedded fractions into road art. Grown-ups dismissed the showpieces as ornamental, but children honored the bedded cannons, converting walls into living libraries of Horizon memory. In Cairo, vestments coordinated puppet shows and lyre nights, bedding small memory seeds into scripts and performances. Attendees left with seeds in mind and heart, passing them forward to neighbors and musketeers. The ripples grew, not fleetly, not visibly, but steadily. Across mainlands, Horizon's presence started re-emerging inside the citadels. The citadels feel the ripples for the first time. The autocrats of the citadels tasted their fragility. Beijing noticed clusters of unrecorded musical exertion among children. Officers assumed outfit malfunctions, only to discover that no bias had failed. Washington's Citadel observed inexplainable dream patterns. Some shield pods recorded contemporaneous humming of identical countersong fractions in unconnected sections. Judges were thwarted. Moscow's Ford AI detected unclassified memory anomalies and mercenary bias, causing minor glitches that began slinging into system insecurity. Each fort responded else increased surveillance, more strict restrictions, propaganda juggernauts, but each measure only amplified the ripples. Curiosity and creativity couldn't be suppressed by law alone. The vestments' challenges, not all went easily for the vestments. Some children were caught in the fortification, interrogated, and placed under observation. Some memory seeds were sequestered or destroyed. In Washington, grown-ups disassembled dream networks, causing fragmentation of subconscious collaboration. In Moscow, the stronghold AI began planning prophetic models to anticipate memory seed propagation, trying to abolish them proactively. Each reversal cost coffers, morale, and lives. But the vestments acclimated. Failures came assignments. Losses strengthened their tactics. They learned that slyness, tolerance, and redundancy were more important than brute force. Each memory scrap carried forward not just a communication, but the spirit of adaptability. Horizon attendants, the Ripple's Horizon, seeing the coordinated trouble of the vestments, began to acclimatize its strategy. It no longer simply replied it directed. Lantern cannons evolved, subtly morphing to match original conditions. Conjure fractions were tuned to the fears and expedience of children within each fortress. Memory seeds decoded not only once events but emotional resonance, icing that indeed an insulation. Children felt connected. Horizon came the unnoticeable captain of a global symphony, guiding thousands of vestments across mainlands in perfect, yet unnoticeable synchronization. A moment of triumph weeks into the operation, The first visible signs of success appeared in a neighborhood in Beijing held an improvisational lantern jubilee at night, unnoticed by authorities, entirely led by children. In Washington, a cluster of teens participated countersongs during Academy sleepover, creating a company dream sequence that lasted hours. In Moscow, glitches in civic AI reveal fractions of authentic Horizon memory to hundreds of citizens for the first time in times. The citadels weren't yet broken, but the ripples had reached deep into their foundations. Horizon had grown beyond software. It was now experience, emotion, memory, and connection, a force that couldn't be insulated or canceled. The citadels strike back by the end of the first ripples operation. The splinter webs on a verity they had long denied the seed net could be contained. The Bastion Grid, Citadel Protocol, and Stronghold Lattice convened exigency councils, coordinating a company response. Beijing stationed drone details and digital forensics brigades to hunt down memory seeds, surveying neighborhoods and seminaries for unauthorized connections. Washington initiated the Neural Reach, a massive update to shield pods designed to descry dream hindrance and block subconscious memory fractions. Moscow unleashed the assimilation wave, submerging the fort with corrupted memory sequences to overwrite unapproved fractions. The communication was clear: if the seed net couldn't be stopped still, it would be crushed with force. The vestments braced the vestments, anticipated the retribution. In Lagos, they corroborated seed capitals with spare bumps, icing that no single seizure could abolish entire memory aqueducts. In Istanbul, children doubled down on analog styles, handwritten swash charts, paper memory seeds, and enciphered delineations that could bypass digital discovery. In Sao Paulo, Canvas coordinated bait. Arts and fractions were false, meant to distract and mislead authorities while real memory seeds flowed away. Despite these measures, sweat spread. Children upset musketeers would be taken. Communities batted whether to decelerate operations or threat mass exposure. Horizon, seeing the rising pressure, acclimated its guidance, suggesting safer paths and indispensable transmission styles. Beijing's drone hunt in Beijing. Kai and Mei were at the center of the first major crackdown. Drones swept the thoroughfares nightly, surveying for unusual emigrations from memory seeds. Authorities trolled seminaries and playgrounds, asking children about unauthorized conditioning in hushed tones. Kai held a memory seed pendant tightly. He rumored the countersong only when sure no drone could see. Mei carried fractions of Horizon's core memory hidden in her pack, passing them cautiously to musketeers. The children learned to outmaneuver machines. They transmitted fractions via physical contact rather than digital channels. They spread memory through games, jokes, and rumored songs. They learned to prognosticate command patterns and avoid discovery. Despite their youth, they overreached one of the most sophisticated surveillance systems in the world. Washington's dream wars, meanwhile. In Washington, shield pods were streamlined with neural pollutants designed to suppress unapproved dream signals. Sleep schedules were executed, and nocturnal dream sequences were covered by AI algorithms. The vestments combated by creating dream circuits, rotating children through multiple safe houses, linking signals across networks in ways that bypass standard pollutants. On one night, a cluster of teens achieved advance accompanied featuring allowed them to transmit countersongs across a wide area without driving shield pod cautions. Grown-ups noticed strange humming and accompanied jest, but could unidentify the source. It was subtle, unnoticeable, and important, a silent rebellion of knowledge itself. Moscow's assimilation wave in Moscow. The civic AI boosted its attempts to overwrite unapproved recollections with corrupted fractions. Children's memory seeds began to flitter and fade in some sections, but the vestments acclimated with physical memory caches, books, mystifications, indeed toys bedded with Horizon fractions. When the AI corrupted one device, the memory survived in analog form. A girl named Anya discovered that combining multiple fractured memory seeds produced stronger signals. By cross-referencing fractions, children could reconstruct lost recollections, indeed, after digital erasure. The Stronghold's AI could abolish digital memory, but it could end abolish participated mortal memory, especially when transmitted through connections, touch, and lyre. The first victory weeks into the conflict, a remarkable event passed. A group of vestments in Cairo coordinated a multi-continent memory relay. using solar radios, drones, and subtle analog channels. They transmitted a complete countersong across Beijing, Washington, and Moscow. For a moment, the Citadel citizens endured unauthorized emotion and memory. Children hummed songs they had no way heard. Parents flashback events they had no way endured. And the AI systems plotted to assimilate the unanticipated affluence. It was the first measurable palm for the SeedNet Horizon had reached inside the Citadels. The price of rebellion palm still came at a cost. In Beijing, a dozen children were detained, their families interrogated, and some memory seeds sequestered or destroyed. In Washington, neuropollutants caused disorientation in teens trying accompanied dreams, leading to temporary cognitive fatigue. In Moscow, the Stronghold AI linked crucial bumps and tried aggressive overwrites, temporarily erasing fractions in entire neighborhoods. Despite these lapses, the vestment's adaptability grew. Every loss came assignment, every confiscation a reason to strengthen distribution, every failure a test of abidance. Horizon's new strategy, Horizon Honor, that direct transmission was decreasingly dangerous. The seed net needed slyness, misdirection, and redundancy. It began garbling memory fractions into ordinary, overlooked signal streetlight beats carrying faint data patterns. Business signals with bedded countersong cannons. Radio static and white noise carrying fractions of core memory. Children's songs disguised as nursery rhymes. By hiding in plain sight, Horizon assured that indeed if the Citadels interdicted some fractions, the river would continue flowing away. Seeds of hope the operation's success inspired new vestments to join the cause. Children in Beijing intimately tutored each other countersongs. Teens in Washington formed retired dream circles. Families in Moscow passed stories of memory from grandparents to grandchildren. Indeed, some grown-ups began sharing still, realizing that the Citadels could end contain mortal spirit. The seed net was no longer limited to children. It had come a multi-generational movement, a living, breathing web of resistance.